Imagine opening a book expecting a standard scientific account of human origins, only to discover an intellectual odyssey that challenges everything you thought you knew about science, existence, and our place in the universe. This is precisely what John Hans delivers in his monumental work that has earned praise from scholars across disciplines. With over 1 million copies sold worldwide, this exploration dares to question scientific orthodoxy while maintaining rigorous standards of evidence. It's not just another origin story, it's a profound examination of what we truly are and how we came to be, backed by an astonishing breadth of research that spans cosmology, physics, biology, anthropology, and philosophy. The standard Big Bang model has become culturally entrenched, yet rests on fragile foundations. It assumes universal uniformity despite evidence of vast cosmic structures contradicting this assumption. More troublingly, it requires adding dark matter and dark energy, mysterious components constituting 95% of the universe that remain undetected. When scientists discovered the universe's expansion was accelerating, they essentially admitted not understanding what's happening. The model also fails to explain the universe's origin, breaking down at the moment of creation. The free lunch hypothesis that the universe emerged from quantum fluctuations merely shifts the question, since a vacuum with energy isn't nothing at all. Alternative models like eternal inflation, cyclic universes, and string theory each face their own conceptual problems. Examining all available evidence, we must acknowledge that science cannot currently provide a convincing explanation for the universe's origin, a profound reminder of human understanding's limits. Against the backdrop of cosmic uncertainty, our planet emerges as a remarkable oasis of complexity. Contrary to the conventional view that Earth is merely an ordinary planet orbiting an ordinary star, mounting evidence suggests it may be extraordinarily rare in its capacity to support complex life. Earth resides in a galactic habitable zone between spiral arms where radiation levels remain tolerable. Our Sun represents only a small percentage of all stars, with most being either too small or too large to support life. Jupiter's gravitational field shields us from cometary impacts, while our unusually large moon stabilizes Earth's axial tilt, preventing chaotic climate shifts that would make complex life evolution extremely difficult. Without a Mars-sized impact early in Earth's history that created our moon, Earth would likely have a much thicker crust preventing plate tectonics, a weaker magnetic field offering less protection from solar radiation, and wildly fluctuating seasons. These factors collectively produce a stable yet dynamic system that has remained far from thermodynamic equilibrium for 4 billion years. Far from being ordinary, Earth appears to be a rare cosmic jewel, possessing all conditions necessary for complex life to develop. Despite decades of intensive research, science lacks a compelling explanation for how life emerged on Earth. The orthodox biochemical account, that energy caused simple molecules to form amino acids that randomly produced an RNA self-replicator, remains unsupported by evidence despite 60 years of laboratory attempts. The statistical improbability of random reactions producing self-replicating systems is staggering. Fred Hoyle compared it to a tornado sweeping through a junkyard and assembling a Boeing 747. The challenge intensifies when considering that any primitive replicator would need both genetic material and metabolic capabilities working together. Life's remarkably early appearance compounds the mystery. The oldest confirmed microfossils date to around 3.5 billion years ago, with evidence suggesting life existed as early as 3.85 billion years ago, when Earth was still experiencing asteroid bombardment. This rapid emergence, despite astronomical improbability, suggests either unknown chemical pathways or undiscovered fundamental principles. modern research continues revealing new complexities in even the simplest living systems, making the gap between non-living matter and life appear even more profound than previously thought, one of science's most enduring unsolved mysteries. The fossil record shows biological evolution progressing from simple to complex forms, yet contradicts neo-Darwinian assumptions. Rather than gradual transformation, fossils typically show morphological stability punctuated by the sudden appearance of new species that remain unchanged for millions of years. Orthodox evolutionary theory is further challenged by horizontal gene transfer, whole genome duplication events, and epigenetic inheritance, where environmental factors cause heritable changes without altering DNA sequences. Most significantly, collaboration, not competition, emerges as evolution's prime driver. Peter Kropotkin documented extensive cooperation across animal species, concluding that those animals which acquire habits of mutual aid are undoubtedly the fittest to survive and evolve. Modern discoveries about symbiosis, the merging of different organisms to form new species, and multi-level selection theory reinforce this insight. Evidence suggests that while competition may drive extinction, collaboration at multiple biological levels drives evolution toward complexity. This challenges our cultural survival of the fittest narrative and reveals nature's deepest pattern as one of increasing cooperation. What truly distinguishes humans from other animals isn't physical traits or genetics. Chimpanzees share 94% of our genes and demonstrate remarkable capabilities in tool use, emotions, and cognition that sometimes exceed those of young children. Our defining characteristic is reflective consciousness, the ability to know that we know. This metacognitive faculty transformed existing capabilities while generating new ones like abstract reasoning, imagination, complex language, and moral reasoning. It enables us to question our existence, contemplate the universe, and consciously choose actions that may contradict our genetic or cultural programming. Evidence for reflective consciousness appears gradually in the archaeological record, with first clear signs around 100,000 years ago. By 40,000, 30,000 years ago, humans created sophisticated cultural expressions through cave paintings, figurines, musical instruments, and ritual burials, all indicating complex symbolic thinking. This emergence marked a fundamental phase change in cognitive capability, where consciousness became conscious of itself, like steam bubbles bursting from boiling water. This cognitive leap allowed our species to move beyond adaptation to become active shapers of our environment and destiny. Despite media portrayals of conflict, human evolution shows a remarkable decline in aggressive behavior. Hunter-gatherer societies experienced about 524 annual warfare deaths per 100,000 people, while the 20th century's rate fell to 60 per 100,000. In developed nations today, military death rates are nearly unmeasurable. This reduction in aggression reflects profound changes in human consciousness and organization. The late 20th century saw unprecedented international cooperation through institutions like the UN and EU. Human cooperation has expanded from family groups to global networks, accelerated by the digital revolution connecting billions across traditional boundaries. The 1968 Apollo 8 Earthrise photograph captured Earth without visible borders, shifting consciousness toward planetary awareness. These trends, declining violence, strengthening cooperation, technological acceleration, and global networking, represent humanity's evolutionary leading edge. We are moving beyond tribal divisions toward a more integrated future. Evidence suggests we're not merely human beings, but human becomings, still early in our evolutionary journey, with potential to transcend limitations through collective consciousness. The cosmic journey that began with the universe's birth continues through us as we evolve noetically toward greater awareness and interconnection. What will you contribute to humanity's next evolutionary step?